What's up? Welcome to the 89th episode of the Broadcast Podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, along with my temporary co-host, Han.
Hi, guys.
He doesn't really want to be here. Right, you were playing wiffle ball.
I mean, I want to be here, but I just wish I were back outside playing wiffle ball.
Yeah, we were we have to leave quickly, and I need to make this episode with Han because he is due. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's hop into this episode. It's the skin ideas for the legendary brawlers, and there are some sick skin ideas, guys, so let's hop right in. All right, so hopping into Spike, there are some really cool skin ideas for Spike here, so my skin idea here, it's such a classic skin idea. Pretty much everybody has thought of this in their lifetime, and since it's around Halloween time, this would also be a pretty good skin to put out in the game. It's Ghost Spike. So yeah, it's such an iconic skin. People have wanted to see this for a long time. It's just basically Spike, but he's a ghost, kind of like glowing. On the inside, you can kind of see his like skeleton, like exoskeleton, I think. Exoskeleton. And it's like, yeah, it just shows his, I don't really know what a cactus exoskeleton is, but yeah, it's just it would like show its ribs and stuff like that. And then I think this would be like a 150 gem skin, just because it looks so cool. Maybe, you know how they went like for the Dark Lord Spike, maybe just make a emote for this Spike skin, and then it would definitely make it worth the amount it is. And then there's also chains like coming from his Spike ball, and it's like a pinkish purplish Spike ball that's like metal, and it explodes with metal. So yeah, definitely a pretty cool skin idea. And Haddon, I mean, honestly, I am shocked with this thing. It is just so sick. What is it called?
Corrupted Spike. So I mean, you know how there's like Virus 8-bit and like we talked about that could be like a series. Like Corrupted Spike basically looks like the same colors, like purple, green, black.
Would it be like computer chippy?
Yeah, like the computer chip insides. And like he's really cool. Like his hands are like he's like a robot almost, and his attack animations are like a green Spike, but with like a mad face on it. And his super is like almost like a green black hole in a way.
Yeah.
With like a max energy drink thing in the middle, but it's like green and black. So yeah, that's Corrupted Spike.
Yeah, that would be a really cool skin. Now that I think about it, I mean, the color scheme and stuff like that you could do for it. Probably like a 300 gem skin, honestly, from the way he's describing it. next brawler is going to be Crow, because I just recently figured out that Leon used to not be in the game. So that was sad. Getting the Crow. Guys, this skin idea is so cool. So there is an exclusive pin. It's called Skeleton Crow, and it's got an exclusive pin. It should be like a special pin where he's holding up his special daggers, and he says "Sleeping with the Fishes," like OJ. And then there is so basically it's just the exoskeleton of Crow, basically. And these are all like I'm pretty sure all of these are like sort of Halloween-y themed, because that is coming up, and that would be pretty cool to see in the game, just like a Halloween burst of legendary skins. So like this Crow skin is so cool. Its wings are just basically like skeletons. Yeah, and I do some graphic designing, so if you send me an email, I will send you this picture. So he's got like rib cages, and it's like blue on the inside of him, and like he's got blue eyes, and then like blue basically wherever his mouth is open, or like where it's showing from the inside of him. And bottom half of his body is very plain, and his daggers are just like stone daggers dipped in poison. You could maybe make new animations for the poison, I'm not sure, maybe just blue. But yeah, this skin definitely 150 to 300 Brawl Stars should consider adding in a different skin rarity, like 200, 210, something like that. That would definitely make skins much better. And Hadden skin idea, isn't this one's like kind of Halloween themed, kind of
Plague Dr. Crow?
So, you know, you guys know plague doctors, right? Like, he used to treat the plague and kind of like had a crow mask on. Well, yeah.
So this is kind of like that. He looks like he's in a business, he's in like an agent suit, but he doesn't have a tie. And his daggers don't really look like much different than the normal crow, but he has a top hat and his eyes are blue. And yeah, I mean, this would be like a 50 gem skin. Like, I mean, it's almost like a recolor besides his hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably it.
Yeah, that would be really cool. But yeah, oh, sorry. I may have just touched the mic. And then next up is going to be Leon. This is also a Halloween theme. Guys, this is such a cool thing. So it's called Zombie Leon. And basically, he holds a lollipop, like normal. Like, maybe he's going trick-or-treating. And then, yeah, Leon already does have a Halloween skin, so I don't know if Supercell would say yes to this. And then he has, like, a trick-or-treating bag on his arm, and he's got, like, a ripped-up purple, little chameleon on his head. It's not necessarily a chameleon anymore because there's no tail. And then, yeah, he just throws daggers instead of, like, little shards of dagger instead of, like, his normal shurikens. And the face of him is just, like, got a triangle in the middle and just normal teeth, except he has one little spike at the end to look like a zombie. And he, of course, has a bluish, greenish skin color like zombies do. And actually, I was thinking maybe instead of, like, the shards of dagger, that's kind of, I don't know about that, but maybe he could shoot brains instead. That would definitely skyrocket the value of the skin, like, 1,000%. And, Haddon, your skin is more of a recolor, right? What was it again?
Panther Leon. I mean, it would definitely be a 30 gem skin.
30 to 50.
Yeah, something like that. It's like DIY Surge. Like a little bit of like texture change. Like he has claws and he's black and
that's not racist.
That, yeah. His hoodie is like black.
And it's a panther, so he's got like a panther tail.
Yeah, and he has like claws and yeah, it's basically like a recolor.
Yeah, the only thing different is he has claws, his entire suit is black, and yeah, and then his teeth are a bit like spiky. I guess that's the only thing that I can really think of. So the brawler for today's tip of the day is Colt. So I honestly don't play a lot of Colt, so I might not have the best tips for him, but yeah, so as Colt, you want to be just trying to aim your shots and try to predict where the enemy is going, because if you're doing that, you're just going to have a lot of, you're going to be doing a lot of damage. Because yeah, his damage is completely insane. If you, like, hit all of your bullets, you can do, I'm pretty sure it's, like, 3,000 damage or something like that. So, it's just so good. It's one of the reasons Silver Bullet used to be amazing, because you only needed to hit one bullet to do all that damage. Yeah, is Colt, you definitely want to be using his Silver Bullet gadget just to, shoot through walls in every 3v3 game mode, except you don't want to be using it in showdown. You want to be using speed loader in showdown so you can just get some more kills. And maybe in heist you could also consider the speed loader gadget, but other than that, you're just gonna really be you're just gonna really want your other gadget. And then as for star powers, I'm gonna go with Magnum Special and all the 3v3 modes, and then Slick Boots and the Solo Showdown. And yeah, it's cool. Just do not forget to try to landscape the wall, the map as much as you like. So like, just destroy all the walls with Silver Bullet and your super. Don't be afraid to use those to break walls, and also be sure to aim your attacks well to where it's doing to where it is going to be hitting the enemy, and just like try to predict their shots as Colt. And yeah, if you do that, you're going to be doing really well as Colt, considering how much damage he can do. So next skin is going to be for Sandy. So my skin idea for Sandy, I'm just going to say it, it's kind of lame. Like, really lame. It's Eskimo Sandy. Pretty much what you expect. He's in an Eskimo suit. And by the way, people said that Eskimo, calling, like, people who live in Antarctica Eskimos is racist. Oh my gosh. The world these days, guys. So yeah, basically that's all it is. Just Eskimo. Sandy in an Eskimo suit. Same everything. Maybe different attack animations. He throws snow, so 50 to 100 gem skin, new rarity there. Yeah, so definitely not a great skin. Hand skin, definitely gonna come through. Definitely gonna come through to us. It's Pharaoh Sandy. So it's probably what you'd expect. Like, he's in like a Pharaoh suit, like. He has like the Pharaoh like hair hat thing.
Oh, dude,
and he has like
sick.
And there's like a snake like thing on his head. Like a crown, but like a snake. And he has like a fake beard. But it's like part of the suit. And he's wearing like golden bands around his arms.
Oh, I have a great idea. That's a great description of this skin. And for his super, you know the Lantern Sandy? Well, it's kind of like that, like, ancient on the inside, but then on the outside, on the inside, it's just, like, floating hieroglyphics, and then on the outside, instead of the poles, there are those, like, wolf thingies that were supposed to, like, guard the pharaohs whenever they were buried. I don't know much about Egyptian religion, but, like, yeah, that were supposed to, like, guard pharaohs inside of, the pyramids, and, like, that would be such a great skin, like, 150 to 200 gems. And I definitely think, we could be seeing it in the game. And then, as for my skin idea, this one is pretty cool. It's called Aquatic Amber, so what do you expect? I mean, what you'd expect. Blue hair, blue suit, and she kind of looks like, she kind of looks like, what's his name? Aquaman. I don't know his real name. And then, like, so basically, instead of shooting fire, she shoots water from, like, a fish bowl. And there's, like, a fish. There's a fish in it that, like, jumps out. She's wearing these blue earrings and has, like, a scar. And she's wearing, like, a little visor. And then there's gold parts on her, like, on her boots, on her belt, on her, and on her elbows. So like, these are like fishy colored, these are like fish texture, kind of like fish, like maybe what a gill would be, or not a gill, like a fin. And then yeah, same with her headband that also is gold like that. And then the thing that she shoots the water out of, instead of like a little fiery thingy that holds oil, it's a little fish holding water. And then yeah, it's just gold. I think this could be a pretty cool skin, probably 150 gems. And then Hans' skin idea will be great around the 4th of July. I don't think Scotland really does that, because this is a Scottish game last time I checked. One quick second here, let me check that. Okay, sorry for that quick pause. It's actually from Finland, so yeah. I don't know if they would do that, but it's still a very cool skin. Haddon? Tell those Americans out there what it is. It's the Eiffel Tower Amber.
What the heck? Lady Liberty Amber.
I mean, Lady Liberty Amber, like the Statue of Liberty. It's what you'd expect, just basically
Lady Liberty.
Like
with the fire. That's all
it's,
it is.
It's Lady Liberty with the tower, but it's like Amber's face, and
that's like a 50 gem skin. But
yeah,
if you live in America, it has to cost more, because, you know how it is. Supercell loves taking our money. Yeah, I think that'll wrap it up. Haddon is going to leave now, so say goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So before in the show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the podcast grow. So today, we have no new 5-star reviews. I'm sad. Guys, please send in a 5-star review. I would really love if you did. But yeah, so, oh man. Okay, so yeah, no new 5-star reviews. I'm very thankful to the ones who have. You can also send me an email at brawlcast@gmail.com. No new one of those. And just so you know, if you send in an email or a 5-star review, you'll be featured in the next episode. So yeah, also, okay, so also, just, yeah, follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. When I say that, I mean just, like, do the thing that would help me out. So, like, if it's follow on Spotify, do it. If it's like on some platform that I don't know, do it. If it's subscribe on, I think it's Apple Podcast, then do it. Just click the bell for the notifications, by the way. This isn't YouTube, but just, like, if there is any way you can get notifications sent of new episodes, 1 second, then just click that button. And if you send in a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, you can send me a picture of the 5-star review and just, like, a confirmation. And then you get the link to the exclusive Discord server, which has great community. It's family friendly. If you swear in it, you get kicked, so it's good. And yeah, you can send me episode suggestions there or on email, and it's overall just a great place to be. You can voice chat if you play duo, if you want to, like, play duos or something, or if you just want to play just duos, it's fine. I may not be very available on that one, but yeah. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. Follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And once again, you have been listening to the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.